Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi, I'm Hilary and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Check out our website at www.adeptenglish.com. Even if it's only to have a look, what do we look like? And if you haven't done it already, sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. You'll find out why it's so important that you listen to the podcasts several times. And you'll find out why I'm so passionate about the Adept English method. And if you know anyone else who is learning English, why not tell them about Adept English too? The more listeners we have, the more encouragement it gives us to keep doing weekly podcasts. Message us, let us know what you think, and if you've any questions or suggestions for topics that you would like me to cover, they would be very welcome too. Let's talk today about a few examples of verbs that have made it into the English language from being brand names. So a brand means a company name. For example, brands of mobile phone would be Apple, Samsung, Nokia, while brands of coffee might be Nescafe or Starbucks. When I say that they've made it into the English language, what do I mean? I mean that they've become part of the English language. They've been added to the dictionary. And not only that, but today's words have not just become nouns, they've become verbs. Just to be clear, a noun means a thing, something that you can say the in front of. So examples of nouns would be the tree, the house, an idea, a birthday party. There are lots of brand names which have become nouns. The idea of brand names becoming nouns is really common. It happens a lot. So while a British person might ask for a tissue for their nose, Americans would perhaps ask for a Kleenex. So Kleenex is a brand of tissue. You may have heard of those. And a verb means a doing word. So examples of verbs are to sit, to sing, to speak, to talk, to walk. So we're talking here about brand name words that are so commonplace that we actually use them as verbs. So an example would be zip, probably how your jeans are fastened with a zip. Note here Americans would say zipper instead. And the original brand name was zipper or zip fastener. You might also fasten your tent with a zip or the top of your handbag. So brand names that have become verbs. Zip is a good example. You can say to zip. So you can zip up your jeans, you can zip up your tent, or you can zip up your handbag. So it's a verb. It's interesting though, you don't zip down many things. You wouldn't say that. You'd say instead, zip open your tent, zip open your bag. People may sometimes say, zip your mouth. But that's probably a bit rude. Another one which we use in the UK is the verb to hoover. Hoover is a brand name for a type of vacuum cleaner. Let's pause there for a sound effect. Ooh, lovely, that's my vacuum cleaner. So a vacuum cleaner is what you use to clean the floors, the carpets in your house, to get up the crumbs and the fluff off your carpet. And Hoover used to be the most popular brand. But now we might say, oh, I must do the hoovering. Or, oh look, that carpet needs to be hoovered. My Hoover is actually a Dyson. And you might have all kinds of brands, but only the word Hoover gets used as a verb. To hoover is probably a very British thing. I think that the Americans, the Australians, the Canadians, they'd all say do the vacuuming instead. In the UK, we have a brand called Sellotape. This is essentially clear, sticky tape. So, to explain a bit more, if you were wrapping up a birthday present, if you had got some paper to wrap a present in, a gift, you might fix it, you might stick it with Sellotape. If you were doing a project with your child for school, you might use Sellotape to stick the pictures into a book. And it's perfectly acceptable to say it as a verb, to Sellotape. So you might say, the notice was Sellotaped to the wall. Or, I'm going to Sellotape the pages back into that book. It's interesting, different brands are popular in the UK and the US, so Americans wouldn't talk about Sellotaping, that's very British. They'd talk instead about Scotch tape. They would Scotch tape their notices to the wall. It's pretty much the same thing. I think Sellotape was invented in Britain while Scotch tape was invented in the US. If I say the word Google to you, I think that most of you will be pretty familiar with that name. I think Google have a fairly good domination of the internet. So Google is a search engine. It helps you search online for websites, for articles that you want to look at. You can put in Adept English on Google and we'll appear, for example. There are plenty other search engines which you can use instead. Bing or Yahoo or AOL or even DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is quite a good one. They say that they protect your privacy. They're not so keen to make your search results specific or personal to you. I like that idea. I hate it when you look at something online and then for days afterwards you've got adverts of that thing popping up all over the place. So try DuckDuckGo if you don't want to be tracked and you don't like advertising. But back to the article. Only one of these search engines can you use as a verb. And it is, of course, the largest of them all, Google. So you can say in English, to Google. You can use it as a verb. You might say, I was sitting watching TV last night and I was Googling at the same time. You might Google yourself, meaning, of course, that you put your own name into Google's search engine and see what comes up. So there we have it, the verb to Google. Brands being used as verbs happens quite a lot in English with technology. So you can FaceTime someone or you can Skype them also. People use these as verbs, even though they're brand names, and possibly they may not mean that specific technology. Skype is the one that most people would use as a verb. I'll Skype you tomorrow. Or when I was Skyping last night. But that's perhaps because it's been around the longest. Which one over time becomes the accepted verb to mean face-to-face sessions on your computer regardless of platform? Well, I guess that will be decided over the next few years. So there we have it. Verbs which come from brand names. Message us if you can think of any more which you've come across. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.